So, kia ora koutou, ko Victoria McLean and Toko Ingoa, and welcome back. This time I am interviewing another prospective ITP board member, who's Angela, who's joined me today. She's been a member of ITP for a couple of years now, and she's lucky enough to work with my predecessor, Paul Matthews. So I'm sure we've got a lot we can talk about, Angela, when we're chatting after this. But kia ora, Angela, and welcome.
Morena. Nice to meet you, Victoria.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you too. So I've got four really simple questions to ask you, but they're actually really complex, I'm sure you've realised. And the first one is, what are you proud of?
I think I'd like to say completing my master's degree, but also what I achieved without one. So I left school without any qualification and worked my way up to a senior IT professional management level, despite that. And then in my 40s, I decided to go back and study the theory that I've been implementing and teaching other people for many, many years. And I really enjoyed that.
That's awesome. I love that you did that in your 40s and just made that concerted effort.
Thanks.
It was
tough going for a while, especially studying marketing. I think that was the most interesting part.
A lot of people tell me it's hard to learn how to study again because you haven't studied for such a long time.
That's right. It was. The discipline was very hard. Yes. I tend to do the usual student thing and leave every assignment until the night before.
Yeah, the procrastination monkey, I can imagine. Well, my next question is, what makes you happy?
Okay, shopping.
That's brilliant.
But shopping both for myself and my clients. And getting the right technology fit to improve a process for an individual or a team, I find really satisfying, probably more satisfying than going out and buying myself the latest tech gadget.
And what's the latest gadget that you might have bought that you think was awesome? Got anything that you'd like to share?
My Remarkable.
Ah, right. Yes.
So a note taker that's offline, no emails coming at you. No reminders.
And you can write with it with a pen as well, can't you?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I haven't invested in one of those yet. So in the written questions, we asked you to share how you think ITP can offer the most value to our community. Expanding on this, what do you see as the single most important thing that we as ITP need to be focusing on today?
So I think assisting organisations in keeping our local tech talent and attracting new entrants into tech, of course. For example, people I'm working with at the moment, the borders are open and the young talent is off, you know, for better paying conditions. On the other side of that, I have teammates who recently travelled back home to their home countries to see family for the first time in, you know, 2+ years. And they kept working from the other side of the world.
Oh, wow.
So, okay, we adjusted our hours that we had meetings with them, but they, you know, spend a couple of weeks holidaying with family and then just carried on working from, for example, one of my colleagues was in the Netherlands for a couple of months. You know, that's the ultimate in flexible working. Not only work from home, but work from anywhere in the world. I personally worked for an Australian company for over 10 years from my home office in Auckland. I probably only met face-to-face with 10% of the client base, and I managed an internal team of consultants based all over Australia. So, you know, flexible work from home can be done. And it makes your work-life balance much more attractive. Many tech jobs can be done from anywhere. Another example for me is working parents. I work with a number of working parents at the moment, and it's just fantastic that they can take time out to do the school runs rather than sitting for 2 hours in rush hour traffic.
Mm.
You know, their job satisfaction is greatly improved. I don't know which job I'd choose if I was offered that.
Yeah, it does make a material difference, doesn't it, for so many people's lives. It's incredible. I've been quite intrigued by the survey that we've got out at the moment around how do you feel about where we work, and the number of people who would prefer to work from home every day is just, you know, far outstrips the number of people. I think it's like 83% would prefer to work from home every day than go into an office. So we've all learnt to adjust, right?
That's right. And I certainly haven't seen any reduction in productivity, and in fact, probably the opposite. Maybe a good or a bad thing, but people are online longer. And certainly when we're working, you know, with international teams, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, to my last question, if you had a bottomless bucket of cash, what would you have ITP investing in to benefit either our members or the wider community, or even Aotearoa New Zealand as a whole?
I think with that bucket of cash, I'd go shopping again. But this time I would take every school principal in New Zealand out shopping for all the tech that they need to make sure that it's in the hands of every child in the country. We've got to get the next generation prepared for a successful future. We know how passionate they are about saving the planet, and to do things like that, they're going to need technology behind them.
Yeah, that's just brilliant. Thank you. I wish you were a politician and you had the bottomless bucket of cash that you were able to pay for that right now. That would be amazing. Well, thank you for joining me today. Angela, I do want to thank you. You were one of the people who reached out to me privately when I was suffering from quite a lot of negative feedback about my use of Te Reo Māori, and you were very kind and you sent me a positive email, and I really appreciate that, all of those messages I got from people at that time to kind of counterbalance the negativity that I was receiving quite intensely for a while. So thank you very much for that too.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm pleased to be learning Te Reo myself slowly at night school, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I guess I'm like you, learning slowly. I've repeated, I might have replied to you and told you I took Introduction to Te Reo 2 years in a row, repeating it before I could move on to level two, because I did find it took my brain a while to really click into gear, but absolutely loving what I'm learning as well.
Correct.
Well, thank you for your time. And with that, I'll say ka kite.
Hey, lovely. See you.